Nolte, in 1984, Wonder Woman has sex with a man's body without his consent. By John Nolte on December 27, 2020. There's so much that's so horribly wrong with Wonder Woman 1984. And my review was already so long, I didn't get the chance to get into this, but now seems like a good time. Am I wrong that Wonder Woman kinda raped a guy? Am I wrong that Wonder Woman was comfortable with killing an innocent man so she could have Steve Trevor back? Big spoilers coming. Wonder Woman aka Diana Prince, Gal Gadot, makes a wish to have Steve Trevor, Chris Pine, back. Even though she hardly knew the guy and he has been dead for 66 years, she still can't get over him. So she wishes to get him back, and get him back she does, but, in another man's body. And not just any man's body. Trevor's spirit and soul jump into an actual guy. I mean an actual living guy with an apartment and clothes. A guy with a job and some sort of emotional life. At first, we see the guy. Then, because they wanted to bring Chris Pine back, we see only Steve Trevor. But there's no question Steve Trevor is inhabiting another man's body. And there's no question that Wonder Woman is a sociopath who has no problem with this. Even while the two of them are standing in the guy's apartment, she has no qualms using this guy's body for sex. She's also prepared to kill the guy. What I mean is that in order for Trevor to return in this guy's body, this guy's soul and spirit disappear. His soul and his spirit are snuffed out, and Wonder Woman doesn't care. She never even questions the price an innocent man has to pay so she can reunite with her sweetheart. Worse still, she just assumes she and Trevor will be together forever, which is the equivalent of killing the guy. In the end, she only agrees to return the guy's soul and spirit to his own body after she has no other choice. But had she not been forced to, Wonder Woman would have been fine with killing the guy to get what she wants. This guy must have parents and friends. What about those people? What about having sex with this guy's body without his consent? Can you imagine if Pepper Potts died, returned in a living woman's body, and Iron Man took that woman to bed? If the screenplay had even a little intelligence, this could have been a fairly interesting idea. A real moral dilemma in keeping with the movie's theme about how wishes come with a curse. Okay, you wanted Steve. Here he is. But an innocent man paid the price. What you gonna do now? If Wonder Woman was not a sociopath, imagine the emotional torture and traumatic possibilities of that situation. Here they are, finally reunited, but they can't really be together because 1. It came at the cost of an innocent man, and 2. It would be wrong to use his body as a sex doll. While I was sitting there watching this, I kept waiting for the "Here comes Mr. Jordan / Heaven can wait" escape clause. Yes, I'm in another man's body. But I was put in this body just after he died. And now his soul is in heaven, and this is my body. So what do you say we grab that magic lasso and go do the nasty? But the movie doesn't do that, which means those of us watching are forced to put the fact that Wonder Woman is a sociopath out of our minds. What about this guy's poor mother? Stop thinking about that and look at the CGI. The only thing that kind of saves it comes at the end. This guy comes back, Wonder Woman flirts with him. He doesn't respond. And you're thinking, oh, he really is too stupid to live. But then you're wondering, what's he going to tell his boss? Regardless, he still returns believing he blacked out for a few days, so he probably thinks he has a brain tumor. This would have been such an easy screenplay fix. Why not have Steve Trevor return in his own body? How hard would it have been to do that? You know, Wonder Woman comes home from work and finds Steve there trying to figure out the TV. Or something? Wouldn't it make more sense wish-wise if he showed up in her apartment? One more thing. We're supposed to be entering the stupid woke era where empowered women do not need men to fulfill their lives. And Wonder Woman, of all people, is an emotional cripple for 66 years over a guy? Well, I find the message that a woman, or man, can lead a truly fulfilling life without a partner to be a violation of human nature. Wonder Woman's 1918 to 1984 mourning period is ridiculously contrived. But, then again, who can ever truly understand the mind of a sociopath? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.